USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says she's gotten death threats following a tweet from President Trump. The president retweeted a video reportedly dismissing the 9/11 attacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's talked to Capitol Police about keeping Omar safe while demanding the president take the video down. The president then tweeted that Pelosi has lost all control of Congress and said before she defends Omar, she should take a look at the congresswoman's history of what he calls anti-Semitic and anti-Israel statements. A powerful spring storm is blamed for at least 8 deaths from Texas to the southeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
Most of the reports were for high winds, but there were several tornadoes reported, one in Ohio and a few in Alabama and a few unconfirmed reports other places across eastern U.S.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With his original deadline for the IRS to turn over President Trump's tax returns now passed without compliance, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Richard Neal is upping the demand on Capitol Hill. In the latest letter, Neal relied heavily on case law, citing that he believed that the Democrats have a clear objective. He said that they believe they are fully within their rights to get the president's tax returns. He also said the committee has set another hard deadline for the IRS to meet, April 23rd by 5 p.m. A tragedy at a college in New York. A student who was just weeks from graduating from Fordham University, which is a Catholic school in New York City, has died after a 30-foot fall from the campus clock tower early on Sunday morning.
Supposedly, it's like a tradition apparently for seniors to like sneak into the tower and climb up, and they're trying to like get good views of the city.
It's believed the 22-year-old woman fell through an opening in one of the stairway landings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
A couple of presidential candidates are on the campaign trail speaking about health care. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
During an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Washington State's Democratic governor and presidential candidate, Jay Inslee, was asked if he's making a run for the White House to prove a point about climate change or if he thinks focusing on that issue is the best path to the Democratic nomination.
I believe it is the best path because people are coming to realize the urgency of this. It's actually tied with health care as the number one priority of voters in Iowa, and for good reason. I was just in Hamburg, Iowa, a little town that's been there since 1858, never been flooded before. Now it's been underwater.
Democratic Congressman and presidential candidate Eric Swalwell explained that his support of Medicare for All does not mean he's in favor of private insurance going away. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A study finds a diabetes drug is showing promise in treating related kidney disease. The study, which was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, finds the drug Invokana, which is used to control blood sugar, can prevent or slow kidney disease in people with type 2 diabetes, lowering by 30% the risk of kidney failure, the need for dialysis, or a kidney transplant. Type 2 diabetes can damage the kidneys over time. Diabetes-related kidney disease is responsible for nearly 500,000 people needing dialysis and for thousands of kidney transplants each year. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.